Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the King of Bong Style.
You know, I'm able to close my eyes and feel that silence. It's just like being on stage at one of my shows. You guys have to excuse me. I'm probably going to ramble. Probably not going to make a whole lot of sense.
We know.
It's a regular show. But it's not a regular show. I went to my doctor. And the doctor
boring.
Said to me.
Boring.
He said, "Ooh-wee, King, I hate to tell you, but it's over." I said, "Thank God this prostate exam is hurt." He said, "Never was a prostate exam. It was a homeless man in the lobby I told you to stay away from." But then he...
John Cena sucks.
I agree. Then he put up the x-ray and feared the worst. I have headphone neck. It's a rare disease. Affects podcasters and me.
You deserve it.
I'm not sure if the WrestleMania universe realizes they're saying I deserve injury, but I've been a part of this show for 5 years now, and I always said that I got into this business to get one for the thumb, and that would be number 5. And when I felt like I could no longer hold my head up, it was time to walk away. And now, it doesn't hurt. The doctor again, he said to me, "You're not going to be able to hold your head up. In fact, that's the worst thing you could do. You have headphone neck. Step out of it, King. You have headphone neck. It's reality. You got to live in it." So I have to hang the headphones up because I can't put them around my neck.
One more show. One more show.
One more show.
Absolutely not. You're lucky I'm doing these. So I have decided that WrestleMania 35 in New Orleans is the perfect place to end my career. Where it all started.
No, it didn't.
Honolulu. So I'm going to end this. Some would call legendary.
No one would.
Some would call possibly the GOAT.
I don't think so.
It's going to all come to an end. One last match. We'll announce in the next couple weeks who it is. But after WrestleMania 35, live from Miami, my favorite city, the perfect place for it to end, that will be my final show.
We miss Corey. We miss Corey.
And I miss Turkey. So, thank you. I appreciate all that admiration you've just been showing me. And keep smoking.
God damn. Now, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WrestleMania Podcast. I am your host, Fireball Eric. And very, very far away from me, via Skype, is the emotional, the overrun, the can't even handle himself, King of Bong.
Fresh produce! Oh.
He retired and he's back 30 seconds later. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm good. These are sincerely going to be my last 4 shows as a full-time member of the show. We love breaking down that fourth rope.
I think it's just, tell him we couldn't afford you. That's the honesty.
Yeah. Nah.
We couldn't afford.
You should have gotten kettle top rate.
Got out of control.
So we pulled down the fourth rope a lot for you guys. I don't know. You guys got that surprise episode. Guess who else got a surprise episode? Me. No clue. I had no clue that it was recorded. And so I went in listening angrily. I was hoping they'd fail so I could just come on the show and just say, "Ha ha. Yeah, I'm Kobe. You needed me."
He told us that for years, too. Yeah. That's the funny thing.
I think he was trying to keep us, like, doubting ourselves the entire time.
I've made them call me Black
we
Mamba.
We should introduce the man in the middle, the man who spent the last 2 hours making this connection happen, the Fresh Produce himself.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Okay, right,
back to his diatribe.
Wait, derail that.
A concise, smart episode.
So, I listened to it, and again, hoping to be able to come in and berate the two of them. And damn it, 15 minutes in, I realized I'm Achilles torn Kobe. I am dragging down the roster, studying the growth of young guys, and taking 50 shots a game.
It's almost like that game where Kobe passed for the entire second half.
Well, that's apparently been my move, even though it's always just me terrified of bipolar bear. So I realized what we initially had in the initial incarnation of this show was a parody wrestling podcast that was comedy, first and foremost, comedy oriented. Then it shifted into a mixture.
A combination.
Combination. It's a good term.
A Pizza Hut Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More like a Pizza Hut KFC.
Yeah, Pizza Hut KFC. Because Pizza Hut Taco Bell, you go to both those places when you're drunk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pizza Hut KFC, you're just looking to shit. So we then reincarnated again and rediscovered it into what has become the new, I call it, women's evolution of WrestleMania.
With zero women on the show.
Which has become, it's weird, we went from we're never going to talk serious wrestling talk, to, we'll talk a little bit, because, you know, we only have half the comedy left. And then it became, well, now we have two guys who really know wrestling, really watch everything out there. The comedy's almost getting in the way.
We really knew how to do radio and podcasting.
Yeah, you both did. You both are naturals. I was a part of, I think, both of your first podcast episodes.
Correct.
And you guys both came out just flying colors. I don't know how you would say that. Just, you both had, it was very natural to both of you. So there wasn't a whole big learning curve we had to go through. And yeah, comedy's getting in the way now a little bit. So it's going to still be here. Just like Terhune, I'm going to be working on the social media. I will be a part. We will be bringing some skits, and this will actually give maybe me and Terhune a chance to even provide more content, since it won't be a week to week rush thing. We can, you know, take time and actually record some things and come up with them. So there will still be some sprinkling of that there. But I've always said we do what's in the best interest of the show for the best content, and right now we have, I feel, a audience that is a group of smart wrestling fans. The way they engage on Twitter, and the way that I kind of see everything, it's just, you see the writing on the wall. And it's not a sad thing. This is not a me saying, woe is me. This is a proud thing. Like, I am proud that we built this show that can now go through all these changes. And I feel like it's in good hands. So if I didn't feel like it was in good hands, we would just end it. And we would just, you know, do subjective. Which I'll still be doing, subjective comedy. Catch me and my new two co-hosts, Fresh Produce and Fireball Eric from the WrestleMania podcast.
Somehow a completely different show.
It will be.
And here's, I'll tell you where me and Mark came from, is that we, you know, fans that like the show. The problem for us is that we were like so desperately didn't want to just become like every other wrestling show.
Correct.
And I don't think we did, because we are not former wrestlers or have any inside info. So it's a little bit worse than those, but I do think we have
no,
a unique perspective.
But you guys have chemistry, actually, and I didn't realize it until I wasn't talking on the show. Like, that episode had no fighting, had no no chairs were thrown of that episode.
You missed the 10-minute cut part where Eric was flipping me off for the entire 10 minutes because I beat him yet again in PW scorecards.
Oh.
No, I don't remember that.
But see, that's good on-air fighting. Not me cowering in the corner. You know, but a lot of that was my fault. I take full responsibility. I was not good for the past few months, and it leaked into the show, and you guys have carried it through. And listening to that episode, it clicked. This is how the show has to evolve. It has to evolve to you two as the, you know, co-host with myself, Terhune, contributors, and almost like executive producers. So if the show does ever make money, guess who? Yeah, daddies are still taking home the big bank.
I understand that.
But co-creators, that's what we are. We're co-creators.
Like Aaron Sorkin.
I was thinking more like Seinfeld.
You got to live in my world.
Can I be? I'm most definitely the Larry David in that situation, right? If Terhune and I were Seinfeld and Larry David, I am most definitely Larry David. He's the successful stand-up comedian who's, you know, really just, hey, he gets along with everybody. And I'm the guy, the neurotic guy going bald in the corner, just freaking out about everything.
That everyone kind of tolerates sometimes.
Exactly, yeah.
No, you're perfect analogy, Brad.
So, by the way, the show's a big fans of, we like to really give our support to Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond, and
not baseball's Reggie Jackson.
And Dion Waiters. October. Boys, yeah. Bring it home tonight to Waiters Island. So, with that, Eric, would you please do the honors?
Yeah, that's a good point. I should probably take this over. And, well, last week we had a very WWE heavy episode.
Well, hold on. I do want to say there's a precedent here. For the final episode, I brought that shit. I sent her off well. We had all types of special guests. Ric Flair dropped by. Dave Meltzer, I believe, popped in. I went all out.
Well, here's the great part about that. When we bring you onto the show, all those guests follow with you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
I'm going to have to end up doing my own goodbyes, aren't I?
Here's the other thing, too, is...
hey, Brad, a blast from the past!
13 hours ahead of time.
What'd you say?
You probably knew more than 13 hours ahead of time.
That what?
That Brent was leaving.
Oh, yeah, I did know about a week. He gave me a week.
Well, we do have...
To his defense, though, he had to start the job.
We have until the...
It's going to be... Okay, so this my last episode is going to be... Because WrestleMania is April 7th.
Correct.
Which would mean that WrestleMania should be either April 1st or 2nd. So that... will be my final show. And we have to do April 2nd. Otherwise, no one is going to believe that I'm leaving the show if we do it on April 1st. They're like, right. I fell for the Stone Cold interview.
So, my favorite radio show of all time was called Ron and Fez. I listened to it every single day, literally for a decade plus. And Fez announced his retirement on April 1st a couple years ago. And people were calling and crying, and I was one of them because it was such a big deal. And it was very obvious that he needed to move on. Not like this situation. Like, he was really done with radio. And halfway through my call, I kind of realized it was April 1st. And I was like, wait a minute. You sons of bitches. And they're like, no, we know. We understand. You'll find out tomorrow it was real.
Real
so,
quick.
Yes.
Real quick, Eric. Be careful with your mic on your shirt. Second. I want to point out, you know what I took away from that story? Oh, hold on. What are you doing over there? Are you just sitting? Because if you're just sitting, we have a tech issue.
Eric?
What?
Are you moving around?
Not even a little bit.
Okay, we have a tech issue.
Unplug
it's
your
bad.
Headphones and plug it back in.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Try the headphones for a little bit.
Okay, you know what I took away from that story, Eric?
Is that I'm amazing.
That you cried in for that guy's final episode, and mine, you chanted, you deserve injury, and this is boring.
And John Cena sucks.
Well, here's the thing. A, this is not your final episode. This is your announcement of your final episode.
Which is almost more important.
Yeah, also that was his announcement. That wasn't his final episode either. That
you son of...
As well. But,
got fired again!
Episodes. Actually, he definitely had four more episodes as well. That's hilarious!
Yep, the final four! It's March Madness for the final four!
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that I cared so much more about him and that show than I do about you.
That is, I appreciate that. Like, that makes me feel better.
Yeah.
No, that makes me feel a lot better. I appreciate... You know what? And okay. I know you're
if I put out 3 hours, if we put out 3 hours every day, then he might care a little more.
Yeah, for every single day that I listened to every single minute of every single episode.
Yeah, I'll just start putting out 3-hour episodes.
By the way, I'm going to become a regular again when the three of us get our house in Florida.
I can't move to Florida.
Yes, you can. We will sell this house.
Yeah, you're forgetting that he has to give up his whole family to do
this. No, the family comes with. It's two kids and a wife. That's not like he's
all over the place, dude. I'm not into that.
Well, no, we'll have separate. Thanks.
You have to play with that kid more. You always promise him, and you never do.
No, that's bullshit.
More often on the show, how you're terrible to that child.
First of all, you need to reword. Play video games.
I lied to you.
with Leaving Neverland out there. Have you seen that?
No.
Eric, have you seen it?
Leaving Neverland?
Yes, the Michael Jackson.
I won't watch it. I knew he was a monster. I don't need to see anymore to know he's a monster.
Like,
I don't want to be that depressed.
If you were ever on the fence, and you're still on the fence, you're choosing that fence.
Yeah, no, I was definitely never not on the fence. Like, I was always very much, that guy's a monster.
He was a horrible person.
I continue to listen to Jackson 5, Michael, but that's where I stop.
I know, but see, I don't do that.
I can't listen to Jackson 5, Michael, because Joe Jackson was a tyrant.
Well, not only that, but, I mean...
Why does everyone have to be the worst? Why can't we just enjoy stuff?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's actually a point, because that's exactly why I don't do that. I still listen to R. Kelly. I'm still going to listen to Michael Jackson, because
nah,
if you start...
then you're a garbage person.
Okay, but if you start... if you go down that... just keep in mind, if you go down that rabbit hole, you're going to end up not liking some of the stuff you're going to find about your favorite artists, musicians, whatever. Right. You're going to end up in a place where you have no creative content to absorb except for my comedy and...
and Josh Springer.
No, I was going to say
a long time ago. There's
Josh
things that I enjoy that I've given up because I don't want to support that kind of behavior. Now I will give you a pass if you have previously downloaded R. Kelly tunes and have them or on CD. I can understand if you stream a single second of that monster's music, you are a problem. Then that is a problem.
See, I stream it from like a fourth upload, so he gets none of the money.
Okay, as long as he gets none of the money, I don't want to steal album from that bastard. I'm okay with it. Because he's got bangers. I'm not saying he doesn't have bangers. But
well, I mean, it's like, come on. Are we really going to go the rest of eternity without, like, you know, Billie Jean?
Yes.
But she's not his lover. Obviously, he's telling the truth, by the way. If anyone has ever told him the truth in a song, Michael Jackson was not fucking Billie Jean, unless Billie Jean happens to be little Billie Jean. Well, he was in little Billy's jeans.
He was trying to tell us all
he was telling us all along Billy's jeans. That's the song. It's not Billy Jean. It's Billy's jeans. They were creamed.
Who knew?
Billy jeans.
By the way, did anybody see SNL with Kenan Thompson's R. Kelly?
Yes. Eric?
I'm sorry?
Did you watch SNL, the R. Kelly interview thing? With Kenan?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, you should definitely watch
it. He's so fucking good, dude. He's like, wait, what was that? The camera right there? Y'all just got your cameras out in the open? Y'all freaks.
The best part of it is when he turns to do the cold open.
Oh, my God.
I died.
Don't say no more.
No.
In fact, I kind of want him to watch it while we're on, but we can't.
Yeah.
It's copyrighted.
I did love when he just flipped out on that interview. That was fantastic.
Oh, my God,
so
dude.
That made me sexually excited. Well,
you know who?
So much pain.
Israel Gutierrez had a good point where he said, if that's how he reacts and treats a woman of power in a room full of people,
right,
imagine how he reacts and treats women that aren't.
Well, I applaud her for literally not reacting. Like Gail King.
Because Gail's like, I'm too old for you. By the way, like, okay, the best R. Kelly, now, is it standing over Gail King, or is the best R. Kelly interview moment when he was point blank asked, are you attracted to teenage girls? And his response was, he kind of leans to the side too, like, what you mean by teenage?
Yeah, like, it
was a softball. Like, the worst answer you can give. No,
literally any answer would have been better than,
yeah,
what you, like, if you'd have said, yes, 18-year-old women are attractive.
Yeah. And also, Michael Jackson had the same question. Do you sleep in the same bed as little boys? Are you attracted to little boys or something like that? And he couldn't answer the question with no.
Was
just no. And then if they ask a follow up question, you'd be like, still no. just write no on your hand. No.
Just hold it up.
He's blown out because he's jerking off.
Just smeared.
No.
Just no wrestling. We're going to do no wrestling this week.
No, we are.
Episodes.
Stepping out of the way.
All right. New Japan. Go.
New Japan Cup. So we have the most exciting thing coming out of the New Japan Cup. First of all, great wrestling all around. I've been able to watch a little more than half of it. We have Colt Cabana winning two matches in the New Japan Cup, making him the part of the final eight, which just not a single person saw. Now, what we did get was, I'm sure Brad's never heard of this guy, but Toru Yano, the guy who comes out with his DVD and waves it around and he takes the turnbuckle off.
I've got all seven volumes, Toru Yano.
We did have a comedy match between Cabana and Toru Yano. And this is what I talk about when I say wrestling. There's something for everyone. If you like the WWE, watch WWE. If you like death matches, watch death matches.
No, do comedy not watch matches. Death matches.
I actually had something for Eric for about last week's show.
Cool. Comedy matches are just not my thing. And so even though they were two of the best ever at it, it was just not something I was super into, watching those two wrestle. Okay, what do you got, Brad?
So you guys were talking about the face and heel thing. And you said for you it has to be like clear cut. You want a heel is a heel. He doesn't want applause. He's not cool. He's just, you know, you can't cheat and go for applause. Right? Pretty much? Is that a good...
Well, I didn't say it has to be. I like it.
Preference.
I appreciate it.
So, okay, because my question is going to be like, is it... To me, it's almost like the comic book world. Whereas in the old days with, you know, our grandparents were kids, it was like Superman, Batman, and they're the good guys, and then the Penguin, and the Joker, and the Riddler. And then as, like, time evolved, it got... Like, we started... For some reason, we as a society, it feels like, started kind of... We wanted realism within our stories.
Right. So Batman's not always a good
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. Stone Cold is a everyday cursing, you know, beer swilling ass kicker. Do you see that same pattern? And where are you okay with how far that goes? Get to a point where there's no such thing as face and heel?
I have to be okay with all of it because it's where it is.
Well, like, I'm asking maybe just personal opinion then.
Okay. Personal opinion, I can still enjoy matches where I don't know. Where there isn't clear cut. Here's the number one part of that argument is maybe not that I want it so bad, but it makes it so much easier for me to cheer for you or boo you or give you the heat you want in an independent match or a fledgling. If I don't know your character, if I've not been watching you for 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, giving the clear-cut face heel to the crowd allows us to give you heat. Otherwise, we don't know what we're cheering for. We don't know you. We don't have a rooting interest in your match. And we don't know if you're the good guy or the bad guy, so we don't know what to cheer for. We can cheer for big moves, then you're spot monkeying. You know what I mean? If The Miz gets cheers, man, okay, fine. He's really good at what he does, and he's turning into a face, and he was never that much of a... Like, his heel stuff... Outside of that 1 year and a half run where he was going after Daniel Bryan off camera, he was still doing face stuff. He was still getting cheers. It was still good. We still all love The Miz.
That's the best defense I've ever heard for keeping the very, very clear, distinct face heel thing. And I think that's maybe why WWE can blur those lines because most people who are watching are already associated with the product, whereas independents... That should almost be a necessity because you're right. You do, like, when I go to independent shows, I never really know who anyone is unless it's like animals here.
Well, the best example of that was Alley Cat versus Kylie Rae.
Yep.
Like, we brought it up, and it's still the best example because when Kylie Rae comes out to the Pokemon theme and super smiley and running around high fiving everyone, that's a face, right?
Yeah.
And then Alley Cat comes out and she's a face. Like, she's a cat. Right? Unless you're on Twitter, and then she's not a cat because...
I was confused by that, too.
She literally got banned on Twitter.
No. I know I'm confused as to how that's a problem when there's people that can impersonate people.
Correct. So both of them seem like faces if you just watch their entrances.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kylie Rae is a heel.
Yep. Or at least that night she was.
Right.
I don't know her old
That
stick,
night she was wrestling as a heel.
Yeah. But
Eric, you would hate me at... Like I was taking it kind of easy at the Black Label Pro Show because I wasn't with you guys. I was trying to look cool for old Black Magic. but you and Amy, because I can't help it, dude. I love the heels.
Oh, I know.
But if everybody was cheering the heel, I would not cheer them. But I like to be the only person cheering that heel.
Which,
well, that's why more reason than ever to cheer for a good guy is because no one does. Everyone cheers the heel now.
Right.
That's how it goes.
I don't think that's the case in independent shows. I think that's...
Oh, no, in independent shows. You're right. No, you're right. You're
like,
right.
If...
That's what I'm talking about, because you said you hate people that cheer the heels, and I said at the independent show, that's usually me, because for one, I've always been a fan of that guy. It's how I became a Heat fan.
Right.
Everyone hated that team. I thought it was dumb. I didn't like the ownership of the team of the city I lived in. So I was like, yeah, I'll cheer for the people everyone hate. And when I go to independent shows, the dude that comes out who's funny to me,
right,
I fucking can't help but like love him and cheer for him. And I like to be the guy that's like, especially when the champ is a heel, that's the best, because I'll just do this whole thing where I'm like people, because the best was in Shelbyville, Indiana. They used to have wrestling at the Boys and Girls Club, and there was this old lady who would always get so super into it. And so when I was like, don't worry about her, champ. I like to call the heel champ champ and like act like I'm his buddy. Like, oh, we got him, champ. Keep your head up, champ. Don't worry about it. That was a two count, a slow count riff. Sorry, I'm sorry.
But you don't have to apologize. Stop apologizing. You're retiring.
No, I'm to apologize to the audience.
For what?
For my content. Let's go.
Well,
I guess what I'll say is I don't remember.
Colt Cabana.
That was
what
I was apologizing
matches,
for.
Comedy matches.
Oh yeah, we can skip back to that. So yeah, just the New Japan Cup's been awesome. The real questions left are: is the company going to stick with Okada? Are they going to because he's hasn't had major signature wins in shit a year now.
Yeah.
And that's been their ace forever. Tanahashi just dropped a belt. There is no champion in this tournament. So do they go with Tanahashi or Okada? And I don't want to say boring, because they're both still good wrestlers, but at a certain point, you are understanding that everyone's gone. You've lost all these people. You still have Okada. You still have Tanahashi. Everyone still loves them. They're still monsters, but you have guys like Will Ospreay. You did give Zack Sabre Jr. the win last year. Sonata is this 6 foot, 6 foot six. Yeah, he looks that way in Japan, so he's probably 6 foot flat. aerial monster that's part of the most popular faction you have over there, and you have a chance, and he's going to probably beat Cabana almost certainly in the Elite Eight. You have a chance to put a title on him or like this on him, which would be huge, because he's a tag team wrestler almost exclusively. They have a lot of opportunities, and a lot of it looks like it's shaping up for an Okada-Tanahashi final match, which we've seen 7, 8, 9, 10 times.
It's the Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston for the IC title of New Japan.
Sure, except they're doing it on their biggest stages, where if they don't have a title, they win every match. The only matches they can lose are title matches. Everything else they win. So,
did somebody say Osaka?
Hey, Uncle Dave.
Did somebody say Osaka?
Nope, not a single person.
Okay, my fault. See you, fellas.
Bye, Dave.
You guys want to from around the globe before?
I can't tell now on Skype. I really
from
see what the listeners
Osaka
hear
to
now.
Tokyo.
I really see what the listeners hear now. It's amazing.
And everywhere in between.
Go ahead, give us the...
It's the Meltzer Pot.
Go ahead, give us the Meltzer Pot.
From around the globe, from Osaka to Tokyo, this is the Dave Meltzer Report. My sources tell me that a certain member of the WrestleMania podcast will be leaving the show in 7 episodes.
Yeah, we already announced that today.
Wait, 7? What happened?
And I think you got your number wrong.
Ah! The old switcheroo! He got one on me. Toshi, you clever son of a bitch. All right! Did you know Roman Reigns is fighting cancer? Kurt Hennig passes away. Vince McMahon involved in steroid scandal. The Attitude Era! All right, it has been around the globe from Osaka to Tokyo, back to Osaka.
I am so bummed he's leaving, man.
Thanks, Dave.
You're usually really happy that Dave leaves.
Can we just have Dave on the show?
You might not be able to afford him.
Yeah.
it's a lot of medium t-shirts you have to buy.
So as I'm getting through, as I'm listening to the Dave report, I'm poking around myself. And I just saw this match announced, Tessa Blanchard versus Joey Ryan, April 4th, Rahway Rec Center Jersey.
New Jersey.
No, Old Jersey in London.
Yeah.
Old Jersey.
Ah. Are we going to go to that one?
Yeah, it'll be during the WrestleMania weekend. That's good. I like how he texted WrestleMania to us instead of WrestleMania after yeah. WrestleMania 35.
That's what it is.
No, yeah. It's our 35th anniversary of WrestleMania.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't saying for WrestleMania. I was talking about this rap, WrestleMania 35. We just jumped on the number.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out the number.
Here, I guess technically I can come up with a backstory for the other 33.
We have some Jordan Grace matches on Impact. That's about the only thing I watch on Impact right now. Not that it's not good. I just don't have time for all the wrestling.
Yeah.
And besides Jordan Grace matches, I'm pretty much good on that company.
Because that is our goal.
Good stuff, though.
I mean, Ethan is there.
Are you allowed to say that?
What's
Jordan
that? 19?
Yeah. Okay. Ethan's there.
I know. He doesn't. I don't know. He's not on TV much.
That's like, true. I mean, they're building Jordan. So
do you think
they're building
going...
her to be? Yeah, she's gonna have a title soon. So
do you think Ethan's gonna get?
And there's still the OVE, and there's still the Lucha Brothers. There's lots of good stuff. I just you don't have time for everything, right?
Right.
And I get to see Ethan Page apparently every month in my state live. And when you talk about booing bad guys, all I do is wear T-shirts of bad guys. I still boo them as I'm wearing their shirts.
Right. Because like, No New Friends is bad guys.
Yes. Ethan Page, bad guy.
Right.
God damn, I wish you guys could find that promo. My skin is still
I'll
fucking
find it.
Tingling. Oh, my God. He went nuts. It was awesome.
Do you think they're going to build up? Do you think he's going to get more television opportunities?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because he's really, really good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
If you
dude.
Put a mic in his hand, he's amazing.
I've never seen him wrestle outside of that one time in Crown Point. But, man, on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you could tell he. So you could just. You could see it in comedians, too. You could see Daniel Tosh knew what he was doing as far as he was going to become a star. You could see guys. Dusty Slay. You could see, like, he has that. You could see the way he carries himself on Twitter. You're just like, oh, yeah, he would easily be in the WWE.
Right.
So he plays heel almost constantly, but have you seen he's got a long-standing feud with MJF, guy who was at All In, now he's part of AEW. They just had a dog collar match this weekend.
So does
MJF. They had a long-standing feud where, dude, like, he can play it all. Ethan Page is the dude. Like, he really is, and he's also a guy who is just probably never going to be built for the WWE. Like, he's not big enough to be Kevin Owens. He's not small enough to be with Vince. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the abs of Finn or AJ. He's not 6 feet, 6 inches tall. Like,
yeah, but I mean, look at Kevin Owens.
What's that?
So we always say that, right? Like, well, if Vince, if you're not 6'8" and chiseled and ripped like the Ultimate Warrior, Vince isn't going to like you or use you. But
yeah.
Kevin Owens has had pushes in the past.
Did you not hear what I just said?
I'm assuming I probably missed something.
My first point was he's not big enough to be Kevin Owens. So he's not Kevin Owens, and then you go further, like into Earthquake, King Kong, but like
Daniel
you gotta
Bryan.
Be the extreme. And Kevin Owens is the extreme of big right now. And you say Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, extremely small and technical, and he fits that niche. I'm
okay.
saying that Ethan doesn't have
I'm
a niche. They wouldn't know where to put him there.
He's almost a body guy. He's working on it.
Right. He's working on being a body guy. But right now he's just a guy.
Yeah.
What he really is a promo guy, and that's what they need more than anything over there is as many promo guys as you can get. That's what he is.
Yeah, because they need to put someone with Ricochet to talk.
Bring back managers!
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
You know who Ethan's wrestling with in Impact? Like his, I mean, it's I don't think it's still going on, but he came in there with Matt Sydal, the former, I don't remember what it was, Evan Bourne.
Evan Bourne took the best-looking RKO in history.
I know, dude.
He's a handsome
man to take.
Is that
better than Seth Rollins at Mania, though?
Yes, the shooting star KO. Yeah.
No, it's not.
I know.
It's I go Rollins.
Though. It's closer than you're leading on, I believe.
I go Rollins, man, because that thing just...
It was so high.
So fucking high. And that photo... Where, like, Rollins is in the air and his face is like, oh, shit. And you see Orton's just got, like, his arms. Like, that's an all-time photo.
Right. And if we had still frames from Evan Bourne's, I'm sure when he was doing his shooting star press halfway across the ring, it would look similar.
Okay, but to me, so Orton has to just...
Catch him.
He's got to get up.
And catch him while he's doing a flip.
But, I mean, he's got to catch... Rollins.
I think this is an unarguable point. I think
at
both
19
are very amazing.
Feet in the air.
I think
he was not 19 feet in the air.
They made a movie about it called The Air up there.
It's true.
Kevin Bacon was in
it.
I think
you
watched a different movie.
Kevin Bacon was in it. He went and he recruited Randy Orton to play basketball in Nigeria, I believe.
Wrestling in Nigeria.
Yeah, I want to bring back managers. I want factions based around a stable. Like, Bobby, I loved when Bobby the Brain Heenan would be in the corner and he would, like, give guys advice like he was the coach.
Okay.
Did you really listen to the episode last week? Dude, we're all on board with that, dude.
But I'm saying, do you think Bobby the Brain Heenan was a real wrestling philosophy genius, or did he just become that because we called him the Brain and he whispered to Rick Rude?
No, he definitely just became that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to earn the King of Bong style.
You know what he is, though? He wasn't a genius, but he was a performing genius. That's right. What he was. I mean, he was a genius performer, and not a psychologist.
Super quick-witted.
Well, quick-witted for the time. If you go back and look now, it becomes a lot of... He almost towards the end becomes the 20-year bar comic who's still doing the same shtick a little bit.
I hear what you're saying, but I think that's the king. I think the Lawler is worse. I think Heenan avoided that as long as he could. I mean, he just was around so long. At a certain point, you don't have a choice. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Nowhere else to
and
go.
Monsoon's only feeding you forwards.
For decades. So,
will you stop? That's the only thing Monsoon gave him. Will you stop?
Well, that's the there's that Twitter account.
Yeah.
Classic. Classic Corey. WWE or something. It's always just
Primetime Wrestling
and Monsoon. Come on, come on, that's terrible.
Corey killed that.
Real quick, favorite. I don't know if we've done this, and we have no reason to not do it. Heenan, favorite Heenan moment. You guys have a favorite Heenan moment?
I have a favorite Heenan family member.
Okay.
Rick Rude.
Not even remotely the question, but I get it. That's cool.
I would say it's it was that whole stretch of like. Because I can't pick one moment. It was just his feud with Rude and the Warrior.
Yeah.
Like, the pulling the leg down at WrestleMania 5. Yep. I hated him.
Good.
After that match.
Good. Then he did his job.
No, 100%. I'm saying. Like, I did. I exactly. Sincerely hated him. I mean, I was also, like, 9.
What do you got, Mark?
When him and Gorilla Monsoon went into the swamp. Like, that whole vignette, you know what I'm talking about? Like,
absolutely.
Him and Monsoon, absolutely. Like, traipsing through a swamp.
Oh,
I mean, that wrestling was really a show back then. There was just, it was just storylines. There was so little wrestling. I want to do my Heenan moment first. Okay. So my Heenan moment is the interview with Okerlund, where Okerlund asks him a question. And he goes, hey, we're live. And he goes, I know, I'm thinking. I'm collecting my thoughts to give an answer. It was so perfect, and he screwed up, and you never knew it. Like, he just, hey, I'm thinking. That was so perfect. It was perfect.
I went immediately to wrestling, like actual wrestling thing, and you guys are right. The gold outside the ring.
Yeah, no, he was a great storyteller.
So who's... Back then, we'll go, where can I start this at? So definitely before Attitude Era, we'll go
80s?
We'll go
Golden Era?
Rock and Wrestling and before. Like,
okay, Rock and Wrestling is a good place to start.
Just who was good
in
the ring only? Like, who
in
did
the ring?
Awesome stuff?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect, okay.
Rude.
Perfect.
Rude could sell, man.
Rude could sell. Okay, great. No. Sell. There was a lot of bad guys who could sell.
But he also had those forearm punches.
Rude might have been the best
at it.
But I'm saying, who did stuff where you went, oh, that's fucking awesome?
The Rockers.
Oh, in the ring.
The Rockers. Good call. Very good call.
But I mean, they also have Shawn Michaels.
But that was also a lot of big guy hold, big guy slam.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point.
There was no...
The Warrior honestly stands out a little bit.
I mean, his moves were punches, kicks...
splash.
Press splash.
But I'm talking about the way he presented it.
No. I'm not talking about the way
he presented it. Not the storytelling.
No. But I'm saying
not the storytelling or the physique. Or
cool moves. Yeah.
Like the fisherman suplex. Perfect's finisher. The fisherman suplex with the hook.
Well, we're forgetting the excellence of execution.
No, we're not.
Jim Neidhart.
I think he's a little later than I was trying to say, but I know he...
So in that... So between... Rock and Wrestling, and the barbershop breakup.
Who had the coolest finisher at that time? They were all like pretty lame. It'd be like an elbow.
Yeah, no, that was
a chop.
That's when not everyone was doing an elbow drop.
Okay, so hey, real quick, that's the point of this kind of the point I was trying to get at was right now, or that back then, that you could think of a handful at most of people who did awesome shit, and
one.
There was so many over wrestlers. Maybe still the most popular time in wrestling history,
well, 'cause the fans
if not
were
the
dumb.
Second most popular time. Just unbelievably over without anyone doing cool shit. Now you got guys that do double backflips off cages, and you don't know who they are.
Yep.
Like, just it's just amazing.
We've become way too desensitized.
Well, like, if I showed you a highlight package of, like, Okada, you would, if you're a casual wrestling fan, you have no idea who that is, and your mind's going to be blown. If I showed
Okada?
I think you would actually be, I mean,
let me finish your sentence before I, yeah, I mean,
but,
I don't know where
I
you're
mean,
going.
Maybe not Okada, but so let's go back 3 years ago before he came to WWE. If I showed you King Cuerno versus Prince Puma?
Yeah.
Or Rey Mysterio versus Pentagon Jr. And
Pentagon is the guy I was going with.
Or Tori Yamagata.
Tori Yamagata.
From earlier. The guy that Eric didn't think I knew.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Roboto.
But Pentagon is still not universally over.
No.
And he's unfucking believable.
And he's one of the best heels.
Character. And in the ring. And what he'll be willing to do. Like, everything.
And
he's
that finisher.
Total package.
His finisher looks devastating as fuck.
Dude, yep. I can't.
Yep. And safe. And it's safe.
Yep.
I can't think of, like, the coolest move from that golden era, because the fact of, like, Earthquake sit down on you stood out.
Yep.
The torture
rack. That's exactly my point.
That's bullshit too. It's just lifting someone up. I mean, what was the biggest move?
Hulk's body slam.
Hulk's. Yeah. I think Warriors
Hulk's
is more impressive.
Leg drop was the most devastating finisher.
Well, his was the leg drop.
Yeah. Set up by the big boot.
Yeah. It was body slam boot.
Well, first it was three punches.
Yeah. After
and
he Hulked up.
People have the gall. People have the unbelievable gall to mock John Cena's repertoire.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, they're gonna worship Hogan. Like,
oh, I'm in this camp. I am. Yeah, no, I love Trina. And I always said for years, like, you guys are hating on Cena, and he's one of the best that's ever done it.
No, I fully agree.
Same thing with Roman.
And I think
Roman hasn't gotten there yet. But
I think that John Cena, because his character hasn't changed, is why internet fans don't like him.
Ooh, is that becoming almost more impressive?
That his character hasn't changed?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, the longer now he does, has he gotten through that part where everybody said he needs to turn heel, to where now it's like, no, I kind of want to see how long he can continue this.
Right, and that is just...
He will go heel at some point, right?
No.
No,
I think he will creatively for himself. Once there's no children looking up to him, because remember, 5-10 years from now, there's not going to be any kids really looking up to John Cena.
Now he's not going to be in the WWE.
But I'm saying when
Correct.
He comes around, he could easily
he's
come back for a stint where he does turn heel.
He couldn't do it.
If what now?
He couldn't come back as a heel. He'll be cheered too hard. There's no way.
Yeah. If he goes away for
the
a couple Rock, years.
If anyone should have been cheered or anyone should have been booed is when The Rock came back and he took that title off CM Punk, but they cheered their nuts off for him. So.
I was one of those people, even though I loved Punk. God damn. Dude, The Rock was my guy in the 90s.
Exactly. That's my point.
You were cheering for nostalgia. You weren't cheering for the moment.
I know.
And Cena will come back and be cheered.
Yep.
Wait, we got off. Where were we? Where was I with that?
But
that
couldn't he just stick around for 3 weeks?
Oh, Cena. Just Cena was. Hogan could never. Hogan. It took Hogan switching companies and literally invading. Like, it took those guys letting Hogan be part of it to get that kind of heat.
Yeah, because wasn't it really supposed to be Sting?
Probably.
And that heat didn't last, really. The heat got boring with Hogan. It was the other guys. It was the
well,
the
it
NWO
was also
the
fact that you diluted the shit out of the NWO.
Well, have you heard
this? My point is, it was the NWO that got the heat, not Hogan.
Yeah,
Cena
sure.
goes into an arena by himself that he's supposed to be cheered in and gets the massive heat and takes it. Does not salute the crowd. Does not throw his shirt into the crowd. Just knows what he's supposed to do. No one else in the history of wrestling goes into that match against CM Punk at Money in the Bank and has that kind of reaction.
Yeah,
there is no one else that does that.
Has
no one is cared enough about.
But he's also done that once before
in ACW against Rob Van Dam,
the one night stand.
Have you guys heard the story of that first NWO promo?
The
black and white chopped up, and the reason it is because Hogan. Nash and Hogan. Yeah, Nash is like, you know, Hulk's out there doing his Hulk thing, just rambling about nonsense. And we're just like, oh, fuck, this is not what we wanted to do. And apparently they had to just chop that up. And when you go back and look at it,
you can see all the cuts.
Oh my God. What just some, hey, it's fine. It's a new day. Nice to know you. Like, yeah. You're like, God, he's doing 80s promos. And they were trying to, like, do something different.
Yeah, he was doing, let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
And Bischoff's like, we had to go back and just make it black and white. Fuck it. And just use 6 seconds at a time.
It's almost worked. Like editing it's a video
the
NWO, with Brad.
Brother, yeah. And I think I'd like to welcome you to my house.
If you've ever tried to edit film of recording with Brad, it's very similar.
Ah, one take, baby.
One take, Brad. You never have to edit.
They call me one TB, one take, Brad.
Yep, after the ninth take.
Yep. Nailed it.
Still is one take. I understand. What do you guys? What else? I'm ready to wrap this up on the wrestling side of it. Just kind of, there's nothing. I mean, 17th anniversary show for Ring of Honor. We do know that the Marty Scurll versus Jay Lethal match at what's the big show called in New York? What is their big G1 Supercard?
Paul White.
Or is G1 Supercard.
Okay. That's going to now be a triple threat with Matt Taven, which is exciting. That's probably going to be Matt Taven's coronation. They don't think they're going to give a belt to Marty since his contract will be up soon. Jay Lethal is a continued star in that company. It seems like Matt Taven's time. So that would be my big prediction there. I don't think I'm blowing anyone away with that prediction, but that would be my guess.
So if Marty leaves, what happens with PCO?
Well, Villain Enterprises, I don't know. Because now they're tag champs.
You don't have Villain Enterprises without Marty, right?
Right. Because they have their tag champs now, but that's the problem. They keep calling themselves Villain Enterprises.
Right.
It should have been Marty with Villain Enterprises, but their tag team should either be called something else or just call them PCO and Brody King. But listen, I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they have a plan. Maybe Marty's not leaving, dude. Like, we don't know that he's leaving.
I mean,
we think, and he probably is. You're right. No, he probably is almost definitely, but there's no guarantee.
Did you catch any of Being the Elite today?
Not today. I've watched the last 2 weeks though, where he's been cut out. But
so, real quick, Matt and Nick went to AAA.
Okay.
And wrestled an actual match against Lucha Brothers.
Oh shit! Yep. Wait, why?
Because it was in AAA.
Yeah, but we're going to get that. Why would they give that away for free?
They didn't. It was at AAA.
I'm confused.
They had car trouble.
Yeah. They actually wrestled at a AAA in San Antonio, Texas.
It's a don't tell wrestling show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. AAA is a wrestling organization.
It is in Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, Eric. Okay. Don't tell wrestling shows.
You made me feel stupid. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I am.
Holy shit, I just found this out. This is what I'm reading right here. So the G1 Supercard, because Villain Enterprises beat the Briscoes, shit, I would have liked either one of those matches. It's going to be PCO and King versus the Gorillas of Destiny, Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa at the G1 Supercard with both titles at stake. That is exciting shit. That's probably going to mean it's a double deletion.
I mean, just the GOAT. Greatest of all time.
Oh my goodness!
What?
Do we have any new matches?
Wait.
Since last week? I guess we just.
Can
did
you
this
hear
on Thursday,
me?
So we don't have any new matches for WrestleMania.
Spirits said I was gonna come unnoticed.
I don't know what's going.
What the hell is going on, Eric? He can't hear me. Okay, go ahead now.
I can barely hear you, Brad.
Dude, I have been talking. I know, and I kept. I thought you were like just. I was like, okay. At certain points, he's getting how to handle my stupid jokes. He's just talking right through them. And then other points, I was asking you, like, serious questions, and you were just moving on. And to finally, I go, can he hear me? And Mark's like, oh, shit. And I was like, no, don't do it yet. And I just started going, Ronda Rousey's the GOAT. She's
so
the GOAT.
Right now, you're louder. You're at a volume 1,000 rest of the show. No, I'm saying it's good. I can hear you.
Yeah, because you were hearing him through my microphone across the table.
Oh my God.
Okay. I had so many good questions I asked you too. And some good one-liners. And I held back on a few.
Perfect. That's going to be great to listen back. That's
going to
be fantastic.
It's actually going to be funny because this show's been funny with you talking over Brad the entire show.
But that's how that's what I told him the whole time.
We finally figured it out.
I'm like, that's the formula. You just ignore me.
It just cost.
I'm full of nonsense.
It just cost thousands of dollars and me forgetting to turn a knob.
It was so, I guess I was like, Eric, Spirits, I thought you said And then, then it sounded like you did hear, because after I said Ronda Rousey the goat, you were like, "Ugh."
Yeah,
I heard the goat. I heard the goat.
Oh, okay.
I heard the goat.
Oh,
I heard it's like I could hear you, but I didn't hear anything you were saying. Just your voice.
So
I assumed you were either tagging something I said, or I just go, "Oh, that's probably good." I heard some. I mean, I heard. I'm sure I heard some of what you said.
A few times, I probably was sincerely not. Sincerely saying, "Hey, Andre Drummond, I see you."
Nope. Nothing from Andre Drummond. Did not hear anything about Andre Drummond. That is fantastic. I'm glad we did this, guys. That was great.
Greatest episode ever.
So oh, no, that Hulk Hogan 10-inch penis once a classic.
I said we didn't get any new announcements for WrestleMania. Oh, I have one more question if you guys don't mind.
I absolutely, and then at some point in time, I'm going to go back and listen to all the questions I asked you that you didn't hear, didn't answer, and then next week I'm going to ask you those again. Go ahead.
Same. Maybe I shouldn't listen back then. Maybe I should wait to hear the exact... I don't know. We'll figure that out. Who do you think... let's get a prediction for who Kurt Angle faces at WrestleMania.
Shelton Benjamin.
Shelton Benjamin. I don't know why I'm I don't know why I'm waiting for Brad.
No, I'm thinking. I'm trying to be sincere.
I'm getting my thoughts collected.
Big E.
I'm taking my time.
Okay.
What do you say?
Big E.
Big E? Okay.
No. Big E. I think Christopher Wallace is gonna
the notorious.
He's gonna be one of those celebrity spots.
So that's the real question, because Big E and Shelton Benjamin makes a fuck ton of sense. And I didn't think about it. That's great.
They were
that's
hinting at it on Twitter too.
I thought Big E just because he's. I thought they had a relationship. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, they did.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, Jason Jordan returns.
Yes.
No, that would be it, right?
Yeah.
I'm putting you away, Dad.
But it sounds like he's not going to ever wrestle again.
Notes.
It sounds like he's never going to wrestle again. If Jason Jordan's cleared, that's obviously the pick. That's great.
That's
Shelton
so
Benjamin's
sad.
Also a great, great pick. Jolson, I know, it's such a bummer, dude. The guy was figuring some shit out. He was an amazing tag team. Like, I really enjoyed what they did together. I know you were never the biggest fan, but I was a huge
American Alpha fan.
I got a little lost when they
told me he had a white father.
You got to get you really into it?
It was a Dusty Rhodes situation.
It's kind of like watching that, it's like watching The Conjuring when you know those people are fake.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't really buy this, guys. That would be great if Dusty Rhodes was a dad. I tell you what, Jordan.
So I guess Shelton Benjamin, I can't go against that answer. That's the perfect answer. I think that makes a lot of sense. But if it was a legend, who would it be? Who would they bring back that still can go? So it can't be Edge, it can't be Sting, it can't be, you know, like who's the guy who can still go that they can make it work with?
Vince,
that's a really good call.
Dixon Carter.
A really good call.
Jeff Jarrett is the answer.
Oh no, Stephanie.
Jeff Jarrett's the answer.
No, Jeff Jarrett is the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Shit.
Do you know the story behind that?
Yep. DNA, Brad? And everything, the connection.
I don't give a fuck about anything that has to do with double J,
okay.
Double E.
You
SF.
Actually care about this.
All right.
Okay. So.
Was he part of the threesome with Brad Maddox and Xavier Woods?
No.
Close.
Very close. Okay.
Oh, wait. Is this where he took his wife?
Yes.
Okay.
But there's a whole bunch of other story to that. Which I'll tell you, I'm not going to recap.
He hung him from a weight.
Yes, from a shark cage. I refuse to acknowledge what you just said on air.
You and WWE.
Yeah, that joke does not exist. I'm going to dolphin sound over that.
Please do.
I'll have to find a dolphin sound.
Well, no, we need to be original. What sound, Eric, is the show going to have? That represents somebody said something that we don't need to hear, or somebody brought up he who shall not be named. I'm talking about Hassan Whiteside.
I don't know.
Honey Badger.
Or the sound for the next four episodes, the sound of a bong rip.
Ooh, I can provide you with that sound.
We're going to do some Foley work after the show.
Yeah.
Hold on, I used to be able to do a pressure of bong.
Yeah.
That's
abject failure.
I can't reach the button, but
that's not bad. Okay, so to wrap this up, I have one last question.
Yo,
what is Brad's favorite thing in the world? Marijuana, his daughter Harper.
Yes, or so far you got the right order as well.
Or what?
Or honey badgers.
Ooh.
The obsession this man has with honey badgers is unrivaled.
I'm sorry. The fact that not everyone is this obsessed with honey badgers is weird to me. They're the most amazing creatures on the planet. They are literally Guinness Book of World Records, the most fearless mammals on the planet. Or I guess you
realize
calling,
that's not a real. You can't be a world record measles. Holder in fearlessness.
Yes, you can. They've measured it, Eric. It's Guinness.
Fearlessness.
It's Guinness. They measure everything. They also are the ones that found out Hulk Hogan didn't have a 10-inch penis.
I don't think that was Guinness.
That is measurable.
So, have you ever seen the documentary about honey badgers? And I don't mean the stupid one. I mean the real one.
Well, I think you know the answer that I definitely have not seen.
Okay, you need to watch it. Do me a favor. How about this? Both of you watch. It's like it's less than an hour, I believe. Watch that documentary.
I'm just gonna be honest with you. No,
dude, I'm telling you, watch. Okay, fine. Give it 20 minutes, and if you're not interested, you can turn off after 20 minutes. Give me 20 minutes.
Okay.
I just want you guys to give your opinions about it.
6 months ago.
What's that?
Do you watch the thing with Samoa Joe from 6 months ago?
I will. What thing?
I don't remember.
We that wasn't a title
I was
win.
Supposed to watch something. You were supposed to watch something. I was supposed to watch the Elias documentary or something. You were
I think
to watch
I did
Samoa
watch
Joe.
Whatever you had said. I'm pretty sure I did. In fact, since neither of us can remember what it was, I did watch that.
Twice.
Watched it twice, yeah. Took notes. Lost the notes.
You're a real prick.
By the way, congratulations, former producer turned heel Molly Smith on her engagement. I am being sincere. Oh, I just have your sister playing there, Eric.
What? Wait, what happened?
Oh, somebody liked her video. Yeah, randomly, I get people that'll like a video or a post from like 8 months ago. I'm like, that's strange. But somebody liked your sister's video recently. I mean, that one's been happening more and more. I'm sure why, but yeah.
What?
So
I have to re-listen to this whole thing.
So yeah. Well, it's a technical issue.
Gotcha.
It's a glitch in the matrix.
All right.
Gotcha. Hey, on that note, boys, this was fun. I might never come down there again.
Bullshit.
Nah, you're going to have to. We've stepped over each other so many times.
I think that's what the fans have always been looking for.
All right, you
so
do
we have
two hours
how are we going to end this? Do we have a thing we're going to end with?
We still don't have a thing that we're going to end with.
We don't have a thing?
No, we don't.
Okay. You know what? Well, nope. Here's a hit. From the last 4 episodes, I'm giving you guys 4 episodes, 4 weeks to come up with something new. But for the last 4, I just want to let both of you know, you're fired.